You know, I heard a story of this rich man is walking down the road talking, and he's beside his friend, and you know the friend isn't wealthy, right? And they're walking down the road, down the street, in the sidewalk, and the rich man sees a penny laying on the sidewalk, and he bends over and he picks it up, and his friend says to him, "You know, with all the money you have, why would you bother to stop and bend over and pick up a penny? You know, I was going to ask you all to pull out a penny and look at it, but probably not too many of us have pennies left in our pockets." But the rich man said to the other guy, "Well, read what it says." And right across its top it says, "In God we trust." The man said, "I never miss the opportunity to be reminded that it's in God that I trust." Maybe any time you spend a penny or find one, just remember, it's in God that we trust. But a grand question to consider is, do you trust God? You know, do I trust God? Do we trust God? What do our actions say? You know, do we really trust that God is good? We say it. Many of us grew up praying that at some point in our day. I did. That was the part of the prayer around the kitchen table. You know, do we really trust that God knows best? Do we really trust that God has our best in His heart? Or do we tend to fight Him, striving for my will be done? Like, my will be done in heaven as it is on earth. I want my way. But I think if we're honest, all too often, our actions say we trust ourselves more than we trust God. I think all too often we get disappointed with life, we get angry, we get upset because we haven't had our own way, and we're mad at God because things haven't been the way we want them to be. Or maybe we did have our own way, and it didn't turn out the way we thought it would. God allowed us to go our own path, and we thought the path would end up in one place, and we ended up with something we didn't like. And then we're mad at God because we didn't get what we wanted anyway. I would suggest that a healthy life requires that we learn to trust God. We learn to trust Him. Okay, here, Jeremiah 17. Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8. You're welcome to follow along in your own Bible. Follow along here behind me. "Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit." You want a good life? Trust God. You want to not worry about tomorrow? Well, then trust God. You want to be okay in times of trouble? Trust God. You don't want to be hard. You don't want to be bitter? Well, trust God. Trust God when things go wrong. When things go terribly wrong, trust God when you have decisions to make. You know, I was talking to one of the kids recently about some decisions that they had to make, one of my girls, and just said, you know, decide first you will do whatever God wants you to do, whether you like it or not. When you become convinced of what God wants you to do, do it. know, after you've done your best, trust God. I mean, how often, you know, we do the best we know, we do the best we can, and then we fret and we struggle because it wasn't good enough. Well, trust God. He'll finish it. What about when somebody hurts you deeply? Trust God then. It's hard. Somebody comes along and, you know, rips your tonsils out. Tears off an arm, at least it feels that way. Somebody who knows better and they betray you. Trust God when you don't understand why. This is a tough one for a lot of people. If I just knew why, well, I think I do better when I just give up on why. Right? God knows best. Why is it I have to understand? Do I really need to know the end result other than at the end of my life, for all eternity, I get to spend time in heaven with Christ? Do I really need another answer than that? I mean, why can't I trust God when things don't make sense? Why can't I trust God? I can. Why won't I trust God? And why won't I make the decision to just say, okay, God, I don't like it. I don't understand it. I'd like to understand it, but I don't. But I will trust you anyway. What about trusting God when he doesn't do what you want? See, I think all too often we will trust God as long as we get what we want. God isn't the candy man, right? I mean, he's Lord of the universe. He really does know best. I mean, you know, you have any, I mean, those of you who are parents, those of you who are kids, how many times did your parents say no to you? Right? How many times did I say no to my children? Right? There are lots of things that we want that we really shouldn't have. There are lots of things we want to do that we really shouldn't. And we ask for them and we get mad when we say no. And we throw some adult Christian version of a temper tantrum, and we get bitter. You know, sometimes we think we have needs and we don't get them fulfilled. You know, sometimes we lose our dreams. And all these things, we need to trust God. I mean, I have had dreams that I've lost. And that's okay. God knows better. I've had dreams I've lost. I don't understand why. But if God really knows best, it should be okay. Going back to my children, who aren't children anymore. But there were times I had to just say to them, just trust me. And they had to accept it. And that was always times when I was really just getting my own way and I was going to harm them. You know, no. Those were times where they couldn't understand. You know, what is a four-year-old going to understand of some things? You know, look, I can't really explain electricity that well to you. Just don't stick the fork in the outlet, okay? You know? Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. What a blessing that is. God is a God of hope. As we trust in him, he fills us with joy and peace and hope. May overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. being overflowing with joy and peace and hope is a life worth living. You know, if there is anything I have learned while Billy Joe has been sick, it's that God does give me joy and peace and hope as I trust in Him. I mean, it has been hard. You know it has been. Okay, I've gone through difficult things. Billy Joe's gone through difficult things. And God is teaching us to trust Him, even when we don't understand. And we can find joy in the middle of struggle, and peace, and hope. I recognize it is difficult to trust God. It's not easy for us. And I mean really trusting God, not just saying, oh, yeah, I trust Him. But no, really trusting God. In these times, like when things go wrong and when we get hurt and we don't understand and things aren't going our way, it's like climbing a ladder. So I wish I had a ladder around so I could show you. Oh, what do you know? Huh. But it is like climbing a ladder. You know, we don't get to the top of trusting God. I mean, just pretend with me there's a top, all right? I don't think you ever get to the point that you've trusted God too much, but I don't think we get to a point of trusting God for all the really hard things all right away. We do it a step at a time, you know? So there are some relatively easy things to trust God in, and we start trusting God that much, you know? And we kind of get used to that, and then there's more, and there's something harder, and we trust God, and, you know, it gets better. And then things get harder, and we don't trust God, and that's just, that happens to us sometimes. Then God keeps working on us, and we get back to it. We're kind of up and down sometimes, and as we start to climb the ladder, we start to enjoy the view. We start to enjoy changing light bulbs. you know, we start to enjoy the life of trusting God, and we start to find the joy and the peace and the hope, even in the midst of terrible things. But we don't get to the top all at once. I mean, how many people ever jumped to the top of a ladder? Maybe somebody did, but I've never done it. I fell off the top of a ladder already. Yeah, I think I have. But we get there one step at a time. And God works with us. So we go from where we are to the next step. There's one last thing I want to tell you. So you understand that I think I know what I'm talking about. Trusting God no matter what. Okay, many of you know that I've had a hard time breathing for months, right? Some people have noticed that, and I was treated for pneumonia 3 times in a row, and it never... I guess I did have pneumonia because my lungs didn't sound good, and now they do. But I still get out of breath. You know, if I run more than 6 miles, I start to get out of breath. It's terrible. No. So we've been doing some tests, and Friday, I found out for sure that I do have a malignant growth on my lung. Okay. Lung cancer. We don't know what the treatments are going to be. Now, I tell you this, A, so that there are no rumors going around, because I can't keep hiding that. I've been going to tests, and, you know, when we do church in the community, if things are the way they are now, I will help, but I'm not going to help as much as I usually do. For one thing, you'll be picking me up from passing out. I get out of breath too easily. But, you know, I also would ask you to pray, especially for my friends and family. It's tougher on everybody else than it is me. So I want to tell you, and that's the reason I really reason I bring this up today, is we are trusting God. You know, I can sit here and say, why would God allow this to happen? Right? I've never smoked in my life. I have had some secondhand smoke, but how many of us haven't? No more than anybody else my age, right? I mean, used to be going to a restaurant, you always had some smoke around. We don't have lung cancer in the family history, right? Although I do experience the leading cause of lung cancer, by the way, breathing. If you stop breathing, you will not get lung cancer. It's been proven, all right? Yeah, don't breathe anymore, you will not get lung cancer. It's just, there you go. It's no big deal. Seriously. We have learned to trust God, and whatever is going to happen, this is going to be fine. I'm not trying to say that I'm believing God that it's not going to be a problem. I'm not trying to say that I'm believing God that I'm going to be healed miraculously. Right? I'm just trying to say that no matter what happens, it's going to be okay. Because I trust God. And that's where we need to be. You know, we heard today that the pastoral search is progressing. Thank God, literally. It needs to. And that isn't necessarily a fun thing for everybody to hear. Right? I'm still looking for a church. Certainly the fact that I have lung cancer now changes all of that. We'll see what happens there. It doesn't change all of it, but it may change some things. But God is trustworthy in all things, in all times. Right? And that's how we all need to be. You know, we're going through things. I mean, some of you are going through things. I would rather have lung cancer than some of the stuff you people are going through. Seriously. Okay? I mean, some of you are going through some very difficult things. And God is good. And God is trustworthy. And God is in charge. And it's all going to be fine. And I really, really believe that. And I am praying that you all are at that point with everything in your life. Besides, I may finally get around to losing this extra weight that I'm carrying. I've been working at that for so long. And I'm 40 pounds down from where I was a couple years ago. Maybe you notice that, maybe you don't. And it is so hard for me to lose weight. Man, the fact that I'm over 30 makes it that way, you know. Yeah, I mean, the fact that I'm in my 50s, of course, makes it worse. But, you know, if I lost 100 pounds, I'd be about right. Seriously. So, do you trust God? That's the question today. Will you, however amount of trust you have, will you take the step to trust Him more tomorrow? You know, maybe your ladder has steps that are only 1 inch apart. I just hope your feet can fit in the middle. But, okay. Maybe your ladder has steps that are 10 feet apart and you can, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the next step is God has for you. But will you take the next step? And after you take that one, when He calls you for the next one, will you take the next step? And let Him fill you and us with joy and peace and hope overflowing.